Good morning, Faith Cumberland Presbyterian Church in America. This is Pastor Tony. Let us now give our hearts and minds to God in worship, praise, meditation, confession, and to the service of the Lord. Oh, sing unto the Lord a new song. Sing unto the Lord, all the earth. Sing unto the Lord, bless His name. Show forth His salvation from day to day. Declare His glory among the heathen, His wonders among all people. For the Lord is great and greatly to be praised. He is to be feared above all gods. For all the gods of the nations are idols, but the Lord made the heavens. Honor and majesty are before Him. Strength and beauty are in His sanctuary. Give unto the Lord, O ye kindreds of the people. Give unto the Lord glory and strength. Give unto the Lord the glory due unto His name. Bring an offering and come into His courts. Oh, worship the Lord in the beauty of holiness. Fear before Him all the earth. Reflection. As the world down spirals into evil, what is God's response? When the people of God forsake their Lord, what is God's reply? What has God been doing since the pandemic erupted? What is the desire of God's heart today? Speaking through the prophet Jeremiah, God says, "Return, faithless Israel," declares the Lord. "I will not look on you in anger, for I am merciful. I will not be angry forever." When there is a break in a relationship, even God remembers the pure-hearted affection of His people when they sang praises to Him at the Red Sea. Even God remembers when Israel stood at the foot of Mount Sinai and said, "All that the Lord has spoken, we will do." But Israel changed and turned from God. God makes his case against Israel, his bride, when they followed other lovers, became treacherous and unfaithful. Israel became a harlot. Today, we have too. As in a human relationship, God feels jilted and speaks as a betrayed lover. What does God do? He never ceases to be a lover, a reconciling, redeeming God who unceasingly pursues his wayward bride, pleading with his people to come back in spite of how gravely they have forsaken him, forgotten him, and followed after other gods. In other words, God kept pursuing his rebellious people. If we forsake God, he pursues. When people choose to walk down the path of sin and evil, God pursues them, for he desires no man to be lost. God's pursuit of lost sinners, pleading with his unfaithful people to turn back to him, this is the gospel in action. God continues to seek us and woo us back to himself. God wants a restored relationship. God promises to extend mercy and heal our unfaithfulness when we turn back to him. Has anything drawn your heart away from the love you once had for God? Where has Christ been since the pandemic struck? What's his response when the people of God turn from doing right? The Bible says of Jesus, "Behold, I stand at the door and knock. If anyone hears my voice and opens the door, I will come in to him and eat with him and he with me." This is true of those who claim Jesus as their Savior. For those who have not repented, Jesus is standing at the door of your heart, knocking, seeking to enter your heart. Jesus is ever knocking, approaching every soul and pursuing all who desires to be saved. Jesus comes into our hearts to reprove and discipline us to keep us on the straight and narrow path to salvation. In the last 16 months or so, I suggest Jesus has been calling all men to zealous repentance. Jesus will continue to knock on the doors of our hearts because he loves us and desires fellowship with us. How long has Jesus been knocking at the door of your heart? This pandemic gives Jesus an opportunity to knock on the door of our heart. The fact is, if Jesus does not pursue us, we would never pursue him. Man's fallen condition is such that we would rather starve on our own empty calories than dine on the bread of life. Jesus wants to sup with us, and he provides the meal in hand, the bread of life. We would rather die of thirst than admit our need for living water. And die we would, if not for a God who comes to our doorstep and stands outside our living space and humbles himself to knock and wait for our permission. Come in. We should be the ones on our knees begging him to enter. This is the love of Jesus in action in a time when millions have died of a virus that has crippled the entire world. You might be a backslidden child of God or a sinner heading down to eternal judgment. Jesus is knocking at the door of your heart. Let him in and he will save you. Father God, the Lord of righteousness, we come humbly to worship you with glad hearts. Only by your command do we have the breath to sing the songs of praise worthy of a holy God. O God, we praise you with the host of heaven, the seraphim and cherubim. You gave us your righteousness that we would inherit Holy Jerusalem and be with Jesus, our King. We hope to dwell in the presence of your holiness. To this end, O God, we take up our cross to follow our Savior, the Lord Jesus. O God, transform us day by day, step by step, into worthy children of the Father. Put the love of Jesus in our hearts. Put in us the respect and honor for one another. Why do we war with one another? Are not all men made in thy image? Why do we strike one another down? Why do we speak evil of one another? Why do we seek to oppress the broken, the weak, and the meek? Because sin lingers in us. Teach us, O God, to treat all men as though all belong to the Master. O God, how long must we stay in these bodies of sin? How long must we grieve you with our sins of the flesh? We confess our sinfulness, O God. Give us power to forsake sin and defeat temptation. Convict us when we permit sin to reign in our bodies. O God, give us the desire to follow after Jesus, who was tempted in all things and became our victor over sin and death. Forgive our sins, O God. Thank you, O God, for Faith Cumberland Presbyterian Church. We praise you for preserving us throughout this pandemic. We await our glorious return when we come together to worship you in our sanctuary and as a unified body. Sanctify us, O God, to carry out the mission you gave us to preach the gospel and save souls. We look to you, O God, to provide the increase. Pour fresh anointing on the leadership, the members, and our households. O God, bless our families and every household. May the love of God be the calming influence in our affairs. Strengthen families across the land. Rebuild broken families. Put back together relationships destroyed by sin. Teach us, O God, to forgive one another, for Christ forgave us of our sins. Remove those things that keep us from keeping our sights on Jesus and walking by faith. Reclaim our spiritual blessings in Christ. Oh God, keep our nation in your divine sights. We live in evil times. So many take delight in the ways of evil. Many are still living in darkness. Many reject the light of salvation. We know, oh God, time is winding down. Compel every dying soul to seek God's face while he may be found. Touch the hearts of our leaders. May they look to heaven to learn your justice. Oh God, reach down and touch the bodies of those suffering sickness, disease, and pain. Speak healing into every hospital. Let divine healing fall on every rest home. Comfort those suffering pain in their broken bodies. And comfort every resident in the convalescent homes. Oh God, our hope of receiving new bodies is alive and well. Bless our medical staff that labors endlessly to minister to our loved ones as agents of your mercy. Oh God, bless the bereaved. May your graces wash the hearts of those overcome with pain, sorrow, and grief. Let every grieving heart know, oh God, your mercies transcends every loss. Gather the bereaved ever closer to your heart, O God, and give them assurance they are precious in your sight. We thank you, O God, for the gift of life and those you have given us. We claim, O God, your promise to give us immortality when death will be no more. O God, may your kingdom increase in the earth. Though many refuse to enter into eternal life that awaits all who called upon Jesus to walk beyond the gates of heaven. O God, this is our prayer of supplication. May our prayer be the sweet and holy aroma to fill heaven's temple for eternity. Now, Father God, let the words of our mouth and the meditation of our heart be acceptable to you, O God. In Jesus' name, amen. For a few moments, let's consider this meditation theme. conquering paralyzing fear and trouble. For 1.5 years now, we've watched the world hurled into paralyzing fear when the COVID-19 pandemic erupted. Many troubles have flared up as a result. Millions have died worldwide. Mass unemployment. Many industries are no longer doing business. Financial devastation for millions. This is only the tip of the iceberg. Many more troubles are brewing in our nation. Political parties are at war. Rising prices for food and gasoline are skyrocketing. Injustice still prevails in the land. Global tension between the nations of the world are brewing for economic and military war. How are you coping with your fears and the troubles of this world? Let's bring God in the mix. He speaks to the issues of our day in many places in Scripture. Psalm 27 is the focus of our Scripture lesson today. A careful reading of Psalm 27 will give us a coping perspective of our life situation today. Let's read verses 1 through 3, 5, and 7. The Lord is my light and my salvation. Whom shall I fear? The Lord is the strength of my life. Of whom shall I be afraid? When the wicked, even mine enemies and my foes, came upon me to eat up my flesh, they stumbled and fell. Though an host should encamp against me, my heart shall not fear. Though war should rise against me, in this will I be confident. For in the time of trouble he shall hide me in his pavilion. In the secret of his tabernacle shall he hide me. He shall set me up upon a rock. Hear, O Lord, when I cry with my voice. Have mercy also upon me and answer me. Amen. Fear is problematic when we are afraid of something that is not real, or when our sense of fear is out of proportion to the real danger that is present. Recall your childhood fears, the monster that hid in the closet in the night. Daily trouble gives fear a stage to wreak havoc in our lives. The solution to conquering fear is God. God is not on the throne gleefully looking at how we react to fear and trouble. Neither is God a curious scientist observing the reactions of a rat under experiment. No, God is more intimate than that. God is dwelling within and around you to achieve his good for you. God relates to us as a father intimately caring for his children. God speaks to us by his Spirit, Scripture, prayer, and he gives us discernment. And God ever labors to align our life with his purpose. As Christians, we face many troubles and afflictions that require unhindered faith and trust in God. We are not born to naturally trust God nor anyone else. From the start, fear takes on an influencing role in our lives, always cutting away our capacity to trust. But where trust is lacking or where trust is inconsistent, know for sure the culprit is fear. Even though we are Christians, every day we are riding the emotional roller coaster that dictates how we react to life. Why are we determined to act by faith one day and the next we turn back to doubting? What has COVID-19 taught you about trusting God? In our text, David learns to deal with fear while on the run to save his life. David didn't go to seminary learning the great things of God, nor was he sheltered from the troubles of life. David didn't have formal education in psychology or have a Dr. Phil at his disposal. David had to cry out to God the hard way, as we must do. David learned to conquer paralyzing fear and trouble, crisis by crisis. To conquer paralyzing fear and trouble, God must be more than your convenient fast dial to 911. First, saints must diligently seek God's presence to overcome fear and trouble of an evil-stricken world. God's presence is the light that drives away the darkness of evil intent. Saints must be more than casual seekers of God. Man's nature of sin breeds paralyzing fear and trouble. Outside the security of God's presence, man is controlled by fear. As David hid from pursuing enemies, he had a burning desire to be in God's presence. David sought to get to the house of God because in God's presence, there is eternal safety from all enemies. Second, saints are to petition God for divine mercy. Because God is holy, you must acknowledge your sin in His presence and seek His mercy. Only then can you expect to get a gracious hearing with God who saves the contrite heart. Naturally, in a moment of fear, we cry out, "Oh God, save me." In doing so, we are petitioning God to grant us divine presence. God's response to our cries is clear. Seek my face. Will you be a casual seeker of God after your crisis goes away? Will you diligently seek God's face after COVID-19 dies out? Many individuals rather suffer than cry out to God because they lack confidence that God will hear them. Why? They know going to God means they must deal with their sin issues. Many people want others to pray for them because they are too fearful to truly seek God for themselves. But God wants us to seek Him for ourselves because He is a merciful God. God is saying, "Seek me, you will find me." It behooves us to hear God since we expect God to hear us. Third, saints must seek God's guidance in the way they should go. Only God's way brings lasting deliverance from fear and trouble. Human solutions solve nothing and only inflames the sin that breeds fear and trouble. Obeying God must be our priority. When fear and trouble erupts, we worsen our predicament when our reactions are not godly. We must grasp that in a spiritual war, our human strategies and physical weapons are useless. We often depend on self-sufficiency and then turn to God when we utterly fail. Granted, God gave us many abilities, gifts, and skills, but none are able to conquer fear and trouble. Has COVID-19 compelled you to seek the counsel of God's Word? My friends, take this with you in your reflection today. This pandemic was a time for us to train our spiritual senses and get back to God. For the most part, the world simply adjusted to the crisis of death, chaos, and uncertainty in a human way. Since the world was hurled into global trouble, have you moved closer to God? Has your prayer life deepened? Do you discern the Lord knocking on the door of your heart? He wants to come in and strengthen your heart in the faith and knowledge of God. Whatever trouble, misery, or stressful times may come our way, we need durable trust in God. Trust is cultivated and strengthened by practicing the disciplines of faith, such as meditating on the Word, prayer, praise, worship, and fellowship of the saints. None of these can be excluded if you aim to conquer paralyzing fear and trouble. David's response to fear and trouble was to pray, "Teach me thy way, O Lord." God's primary method of teaching the world His ways is through Scripture. It's God's Word that gives us divine instruction as to the course we are to take. Whenever we face a fearful enemy, disease, and other threats to our spiritual welfare, as we near the end of this pandemic crisis, have you let Christ in your heart? Does God have your undivided attention as a result of this pandemic? The time is now to truly seek the face of God. There you will find rest, peace, and fulfillment of God's purpose for your life in spite of the problems that plague this world.
I'm going back to Jesus when He comes.
Father God, we thank you for your wonderful blessings in preserving our world, community, church, and families during this pandemic crisis. We pray our time during this crisis has brought many closer to your throne in word, deed, praise, and worship. We intercede on behalf of the world so lost souls can know Jesus in repentance, faith, and ministry. We ask for these moments of worship and reflection to be planted in the good soil of our hearts. May the seed of your word blossom in us into an abundant spiritual harvest for thy glory. In Jesus' name, amen.